Today on Wings, Nagira Lila takes us on a visit to Mama FM, the popular community radio station of the Uganda Media Women's Association.
There's a river of birds in migration, a nation of women with wings. There's
Welcome to Wings, a series of news and current affairs programs by and about women around the world, produced and distributed by the Women's International News Gathering Service.
From the mountaintops to the desert floors, you see the radio.
Mama.
Uganda is a landlocked country in Eastern Africa. It is bordered by South Sudan to the north, Kenya to the east, Tanzania and Rwanda to the south, and the Democratic Republic of the Congo to the west. Uganda has a population of 41 million people, comprising of 51% women and 49% men. Majority of the population live in rural areas where poverty is concentrated and with high illiteracy levels. The media industry in Uganda today is vibrant, but this has not always been the case because of the unstable political past. Media had never had a chance to thrive under the political upheaval and dictatorships of former presidents like Milton Obote and particularly Idi Amin. The current regime under President Yoweri Museveni that took control of the country in 1986 brought with it a lot of promise. Media freedom and progress was among those promises. Over the last 30 years, there has been significant growth in the media industry of Uganda, and a lot of improvement has been made in terms of media freedom. In 1983, a group of female journalists founded a non-government organization, Uganda Media Women's Association, UMWA, to see that Ugandan women can make informed decisions by having access to the right information on rights and to fight for the rights of women working in the media, but also to fight bad portrayal of women in the media. Hence the birth of a women-focused radio station, Mama FM 101.7. Margaret Sentamu Masagazi, the executive director, UMWA, explains why Mama FM was founded.
Before Uganda Media Women's Association was formed, you had a media that was so lopsided and whose interests were skewed in favor of men. You had very little space given to women's issues. You had very little space given to women to speak out in the media. And you still had a very male-dominated media whereby there were fewer women working in the media, and you had very many men working in the media, managing the media, and all the media houses were managed by men. And very few women would also write about the so-called hard topics. They were only pushed to the so-called feminine topics. And because the female journalists at that time felt that if you had a media that you can control, they suggested that it was high time that the Association of Media Women in Uganda comes up with a medium. And that is how Mama FM was born in 2001.
Located at the heart of Uganda's capital city, Kampala, Mama FM has a unique programming that is aimed at changing lives of women and children living in slums and rural areas.
We are providing information that is meant to change the lives of women in Uganda.
Catherine Apalat, Programs Manager.
101.7 Mama FM.
The programming of Mama FM is based on the core aspect of making sure that we provide educative information to the listeners. The radio has over 20 programs, which are all intended to meet a target audience. Of course, not forgetting the women who are our major focus. But our programming is based on talk shows which are live. We have news features, which we also produce, depending on a specific topic or theme. We have edutainment programs which are meant to educate the public with the spice of humor, music, comedy, but also sending a message at the end of the program. In summary, we have a wide range of programs which include children's program. We have a program that focuses on family life. We have a program on health, human rights, persons with disabilities. We have a program on agriculture, program on women talk back. We have a program on current affairs. And all this is combined with news at the top of the hour, both in the local language, which is dominant in our coverage area, and English. Managing a community radio station is challenging and needs a lot of persistence. However, despite the challenges, there's a satisfaction we get as Mama FM, because at the end of the day, we are providing information that is meant to change the lives of women in Uganda. Because over the years, we've seen a lot of changes among the people that we target. We've seen women taking up leadership positions, accessing government programs, women freely speaking on air without being intimidated. We've seen women saying no to violence because of the programs on domestic violence. They're able to speak up and know that beating me is wrong and I know where to report. We've seen women economically being empowered, setting up their own businesses.
Mama FM covers a range of topics in her programs. For example, women's rights, children's rights, sexual and reproductive health issues, rights of persons with disabilities, leadership, economic empowerment, and financial education, among others. Josephine and Diana have benefited from Mama FM's programs. Josephine Babidie, woman leader, Rubaga North.
Mama FM does not discriminate among political leaders. It has helped me and added on my self-esteem to speak out as a woman and engage in issues concerning the country's development. I can freely discuss issues and help fellow women to come out and speak so that their rights are not violated.
My name is Naivari Diana Ikeriza. I have a fashion house in Kampala. I do nice work, but it didn't have exposure. Everyone was asking me, you're doing nice work, but how come no one knows about you? So it kept on coming in my mind, thinking, what should I do? Then I came across Mama FM, because I used to listen to it. But I didn't know that I would have interviews or be hosted for free. I thought it was for money. But to my surprise, it was free. I was hosted twice. It was my first time to be hosted on radio. And by the way, I was a bit nervous. I was like, how will I sound on radio? It was nice. And after being hosted, it was a turnover. I started getting people calling me, you know, looking for me. It was really, really, really nice. You know, something you've not paid for, but you're benefiting, you know. I didn't know that us women can have something that supports us, like Mama FM. The impact is really, really big. I have some students, after the program, they called me and now they are studying.
Although both men and women work at Mama FM, women hold 60% of the available positions.
I am Olivia Nakasuja and I act as the assistant news editor here at Mama FM. At Mama FM, we've got an editorial policy, and this editorial policy is gender-based. With this, I mean, we make sure that both voices for men and women are represented. We give room to the marginalized people, the disabled, the children, the women, and of course men, non-segregating. We also make sure that if there are 10 stories, 5 of them are gender-based, then the 5 are for the others. Also, the bulletin are presented by both men and women. When it comes to sending the reporters to the field, we give room to the female. We encourage them to go even for the hard news. For example, covering riots, yes, parliament, because most people think that parliamentary reporting has to be done by only men. We also do news features. They are aired every Thursday in a week. And among these news features, we make sure that we talk to women, get their opinions concerning politics, concerning health, and share the stories on air. Also, we do train interns from various media institutes, and we train them in news writing, editing of the sound bites, and also gender-sensitive reporting. We've got some challenges, like when it comes to sending our reporters in the fields, the gadgets we use are not enough. The other challenge is computers. You find that people come from the field and have to wait for the others to finish. And in the end, we are all panicking. We believe that if we can get these gadgets, we can take the news department and Mama FM to another level.
My name is Justin Nakamia, the station engineer, Mama FM. I've been in this position for close to 10 years now. I enjoy this kind of work. Well, with Mama FM, yes, it's quite challenging, more so when dealing with equipment, which has really served for some good time and needs to be given a break. But because of the financial constraints the organization is facing, somehow you have to work around with the equipment that you have in its sorry state. So from time to time, we usually get breakdowns. You need to repair here and the other. Some of the equipment you feel this should be the last time it's being repaired. But hey, before you know it, it breaks down again and you do a lot more repair. Mama FM reaches a radius of 150 kilometers. It's sad to mention that we've really lost some kilometers. Before, Mama FM was at about 200. But because of the interference, new structures are coming up. The equipment that we are using, say the antennas, is aging. So we've really lost some good kilometers. But still, we know we are making an impact. At least we are sure of Central Uganda. That's a radius of about 150 kilometers, coming to about 2 million people.
Olivia Nakasuja, Assistant News Editor, Mama FM, and Justin Nakamia, the radio engineer. Betty Miro, sports journalist, Mama FM.
Barclays Premier League, Mugwange lia Bungereza, Chelsea, netimu ya Arsenal, atrabe wano, walwe yeri pakumoto. Gabwa yingira, kia mwabwa sano, mwini waa, neba kutomera wo, katrabe mbeko Salonso, Yengoro County, bakuchusa chusa mkuru wano olemera wo.
7 years, I'm working with Mama FM. I came at Mama FM as an intern. Then they gave me a chance to show to the public that I can do sports. Why I choose to work with Mama FM, I look for where I can work from. I went to many radio stations. They told me sports is done by men. Like, I don't have the potential to give out the facts. Then they deny me on that stations I went on. But on Mama FM, they accepted me. I have many achievements I gained. For example, I broadcast live matches. And we are few ladies in Uganda that broadcast matches. Also, I do program alone, which is not very common in Uganda. Two, on events, I'm getting first chance, not on favoring me, but on what I'm doing. Challenges are many, and the first one, undermined, because I'm a woman. People and the community, they thought that we don't have the potential. Some, they don't have much trust in you, and you have to work hard to convince them. Two, men, they intimidate we ladies. For example, you can go on the stadium to watch the match. There is that intimidation. They take me as what I'm going to capture is not like that of men.
On Wings, you're listening to Nagira Lila's documentary about Mama FM, the popular community radio station of the Uganda Media Women's Association.
I don't think that I would love to go to a commercial station.
Namara Hilda, news anchor, Mama FM.
I could say getting internship, some first giving money, but I did not pay. There is a certain station where we went with my friend. It is a big station around the country, but then the station manager wanted us to first have sex with him so that we could get what we wanted. So one of my friends admitted. I rejected, so that's when I talked to my lecturer. She told me to come to Mama FM, so when I came, I actually did not find anything like that. And that's why I chose to come and start volunteering. Actually, I came here in February, so in that month, I was recommended to go and attend a FIDA workshop. I learned a lot about human rights, a lot about how to report on gender-based reporting. I don't think that in other stations you could get that, because I've attended UN trainings. So as a reporter coming up, I think I got a lot and I'm still getting a lot of it. I don't think that I would love to go to a commercial station because they won't accept what I want. My passion will be dead, I guess.
I've been working with Mama FM since 2006 up to date. I've gained skills. Those skills have empowered me in my presentation and even in doing my work in rescuing children. They come in the studio with their issues. Children are defiled, trafficking is taking place, and they're denied their rights generally. From the children issues, including the callers, it's where I come up with the topics concerning children and the parents in the community and even in the schools.
Robina Nafuka, presenter, children's program, Mama FM. Persons with disabilities in Uganda rarely have access to media houses. Very few media houses take the initiative to provide a free platform for them to discuss their issues. Mama FM is one of the radio stations that have a policy on mainstreaming issues of persons with disability in all her radio programming.
My school, I like to speak English, I like to make bundles, to make things. I like to be a doctor, but I don't know.
Stella Naluwuge.
My life is not bad now, according to the situation. I didn't know that I would ever go to school because of my physical disability, but God has helped me. I never wanted to be born like this. I also wanted to be like other people. This always made me feel bad because I thought I was alone. One day, there is a lady called Aunt Resty who came and told us that we could visit Radio Mama and get some help for education. She took us there and we were welcomed and hosted on air. A man called and gave me an opportunity to go to school, called Yoriyoshini in Namayumba. The director is also disabled like me, and when I reached, they welcomed me and told me that I wasn't alone. I met there many people like me and I felt so happy. I started from top class and now in P2. This time I was the 12th out of 51 pupils. The situation at school is not bad. We have activities like dancing, playing netball, drama, but I play netball. I have a problem with my eyes and ears. At times I fail to hear what the teacher is teaching, but I ask and she repeats again. I would like to thank Mama FM for helping me get education I never expected.
But right now I can speak English, but I like to make bundles, to make things. I like to be a doctor, but I don't know.
For 34 years now of Uganda Media Women's Association in existence and 16 years of Mama FM, Margaret shares some of the challenges, achievements and fundraising for Mama FM.
I would say that the challenges have been quite enormous. Non-government organizations that are not political, which are not ready to toll the government line, you really get a lot of challenges in terms of you are being monitored. Secondly, you do not get financial support from government. And the fact that we are voluntary, it takes a lot of passion and commitment to keep on serving the organization. Of course, I know that there is a very good legal environment for NGOs to operate in a country, but this one keeps changing because of the different political interests. So as an organization, you have to tread very carefully, but at the same time, you don't lose focus why the organization was formed. But when it comes to Mama FM in terms of challenges, they're almost the same. It's not for profit. That means you don't have the money, you are not being supported by government. But also again, when it comes to paying fees or license, Mama FM pays a lot of money to government, something like $2,000 every year in terms of license. Then it also pays what is called ground rent, which comes to something like $400 a year. The fact that the staff or the volunteers are also not getting a living wage, that is also very, very challenging. And that is where you keep on training people this year, this month, and after you have equipped them with knowledge and skills, then they have to look for greener pastures. So when you lose staff, that means that you're going to go back to square zero. And that becomes a challenge that comes every year almost. Then the other challenge for Mama FM, definitely it also gets back to the amount of money that you have every year. Most of the radio stations that can manage, they do change technology, they do change equipment. But here in Mama FM, it is very, very unusual to change equipment because you are limited in terms of finances. Although we are developmental radio, we promote rights of people marginalized. We try as much as possible to ensure that the communication rights of the marginalized people are exercised. Government doesn't look at you that way. Instead, they slap all those taxes every other day, and you don't get support. And it's not only government that does not support you, but even donors have not looked at media as a very serious developmental sector. They look at it very accidentally. The moment you say that this item is cross-cutting, it never gets funding because they look at it like it's supposed to publicize women rights activities. But if you expect me to publicize women rights activities or bring about gender equality, then you need to invest in the media, but they have not invested in the media. And I think that is a very, very big challenge. The achievements of Uganda Media Men's Association. One, staying around for 34 years, I think is not a mean achievement. And also the fact that we have also resisted political intrigue or being bought off by government. For me, that is a very, very big achievement. Then the other achievement is the fact that the association has got its own premises. We don't rent. And this is a place for the association to stay beyond humanity. Mama FM being on air 16 years, and I think it was only once when we got closed. It is also an achievement. We have seen quite a number of radio stations coming on air, but within 3 years, they are off air. The association having a radio wing, it is also a very big achievement because in Uganda, there are only two NGOs that own a radio station, and the Uganda Media Women's Association is one of those two. How does Mama FM get funding? We've been donor funded, actually, basically, because out of the 100% funding, you have like maybe 2% coming from the local resources. But then again, even the 100%, it is not that much. The payment to Uganda Communications Commission for license is about $2,000. Electricity alone, it's about $1,000 every month. Then when it comes to the wear and tear of the equipment, you get the so-called facilitation salaries. It's a lot of money. The funding, for example, that we have for this year for the radio alone, it is, I think, $10,000. So we do write proposals. So whoever thinks that we can be supported, they do support us. However, we have never received 100% funding for our budget.
Apart from donor funding, Mama FM tries to source out funds from local enterprises. Here is Joanne Nansha, the fundraising officer.
With the community radio, especially Mama FM, we fundraise from the communities that are close to us, businesses that are near to the common person, because the small businesses don't have a lot of protocols. It becomes a lot easier for you to go and reach out to them, and then they can give you some small monies for the support messages. So it's a bit easy for you to reach out to many of them who are that kind of level. But again, the challenge with this is they give you very little money, and yet as a community radio, you have to fundraise for everything you do. And then also, for you to reach out to corporate companies, all the big companies to give you money, you must be registered with a media monitoring company. And for you to be monitored, you have to pay $1 million per month. $1 million is about $250. When we quote this to the small medium enterprises, you might find that you're going to get about five small medium people advertising with you to make $1 million. So it becomes a bit hard for you to bring on board those people who could give you at least bigger amounts of money. And when it comes to Kampala, Kampala has very, very many radio stations. You find that the competition is really high and they don't understand why you're community radio.
Margaret Sentamu explains the status of community radios in Uganda and what should be done better to support them.
Mama FM, we have pioneered the movement of community radio stations in this country because in 2003, we organized a seminar called Community Broadcasting in Uganda, Challenges and Opportunities. It was actually our initiative. We organized it and we invited a number of stakeholders in this country. My appeal to whoever is listening is to, one, particularly for governments and international organizations, to appreciate the role and contributions of community radios. Community radios cannot and will never compete with commercial stations because of our nature. We are community, we are smaller, but we have impact in terms of quality, improving on the quality of lives. Then secondly is to kind of treat commercial radio stations with affirmative policies. For example, if the government or international organizations are supporting information campaigns on rights or developmental issues, there should be that positive discrimination for community radio stations so that they can also get some kind of support from the government funding. So my appeal would be governments and also international organizations like UN organizations actually, which support such information campaigns, should have some kind of a condition on this kind of funding that at least a quarter or a third or an eighth of that kind of funding can go to community radio stations. I've already explained that we lack adequate knowledge and skills, particularly marketing or publicity or fundraising. I also know that a number of international organizations do have what are called technical volunteers or technical advisors, whereby those international organizations can support technical expertise to come to stations like Mama FM, share with us some of the skills and possibly work in Mama FM, for example, 1 year and do fundraising from the ground here at Mama FM. So I am looking out for technical volunteers from abroad to come and help us, particularly in terms of fundraising and also bringing those other skills to the communities and also to support the community broadcasters in Uganda in terms of giving them skills, whether here in Uganda or taken abroad for further studies.
With nearly 200 private radio stations and dozens of television stations and print outlets in Uganda, radio is relatively the most affordable medium to the ordinary person because it cuts across the barriers of illiteracy, especially in the rural areas compared to other medium of communication.
However, community media like Mama FM plays a vital role in providing developmental information and empowering communities, especially women, but is still weak because of serious financial and human resource challenges.
Ndagire Laila, reporting for Wings in Uganda.
To contact the station, check the web for Mama FM Radio or Uganda Media Women's Association. To contact Wings, email wings@wings.org. You can also check our news feed at facebook.com/wingsradio. Wings thanks all our supporters, including your local community radio station, Suzette Cullen, and Genevieve Vaughn, editor of the book Women and the Gift Economy. The Wings sound logo is from Lee Bana's album A Circle is Cast. This is the Women's International News Gathering Service.